Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you live from Niagara on the Lake, Ontario, Canada. Well, it is looking like a lovely day out there. Bit of fall in the air these past few days. It's supposed to be getting quite warm today again, so we're not out of summer yet, but the evenings are really cooling down. It kind of gives you a taste of things to come. Get out the winter jacket soon. I remember when I was an associate priest up in Lindsay, Ontario, which is kind of cottage country. It's north of Toronto. Around this time of the year, all the fall fairs are happening. And we had a food booth at the Lindsay Fair for a week. And by this point in the year, I was in my winter coat. So, you know, we here in Niagara, the temperature is a bit more moderate, but still thinking of those days when it was time to break out the winter wardrobe. So we're getting into that stretch of time here. And the change of seasons is wonderful, but I don't look forward to the snow, what can I say? So, I am so grateful for all the folks who are taking time to listen into the show. I'm amazed by the numbers that I'm seeing when I check the stats. And, you know, if there's something you'd like me to do a show on, or if you have a comment, your feedback is always, always welcome. We've been talking the last few days about elements of the law of attraction and ways in which you can stay in a positive space through the day so that you'll be more aware of the many good things that are coming into your life every day. You know, we shut down to those things sometimes. We're so focused on our feelings or on something that isn't a happy thought that we miss all the good ones zooming by us. So it's important that we take time to monitor our thoughts, to write down things on paper that were, to get it outside of us, to start our day with positive prayer, and not just our intercessions, not just our list of things to ask God, but also to take time in the stillness and let Creator speak to our hearts. Always to start our day. Yesterday we talked about the importance of taking time to journal, and to start with meditation and prayer. Today, I'd like to take some time to talk about something that can be quite magical to put into practice. Something that I grew up with as a kid, hearing, we called it the Golden Rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In other words, treat people the way you'd like them to treat you. Now, on one level, that's just common sense, isn't it? We'd all like to be treated fairly, with respect, with dignity. We'd all like to be shown compassion, to be free to be who we are. In fact, be celebrated for who we are, the gifts and the skills and our unique talents and personality that we bring to this world. And we'd like to know kindness and gentleness. But think about it. Do we actually receive this kind of behavior from every person we encounter through the day? Sometimes we can be shocked by the way in which people talk to us or treat one another. I was watching TV yesterday, and that poor bus monitor who got so bullied by those kids on the bus came up to Toronto yesterday to pick up her $700,000 check. Because people were so outraged by the way that she was treated that somebody started an Indiegogo campaign and raise that money. She was just delighted and is going to use some of it to start a foundation for anti-bullying. So, you know, sometimes good things happen out of situations like that, but sometimes even a little dig, you know, intended as funny, can be like an arrow that can wound us and weaken our self-confidence. That poor woman had a full frontal attack. Anyway, the world can be full of bullies and people who are greedy and those who seem to take pleasure in watching others suffer at their words and their actions. Some people can be quite cruel. We've all been guilty at one time or another of hurting others along the way. It's part of our human nature. We've said things that we know were hurtful, and sometimes we've done it unintentionally. But we're all part of this. We all have said and done things that we're not proud of. But sometimes those things we regret can act as blocks to our prosperity. We feel undeserving. We drag this stuff around with us, these terrible things that we think we've done or have done, and we feel guilty. We may feel that we're not worthy to receive good things because of our behavior, because of the way we've been in the past. Or we may feel as though our dreams will never come true, that they are impossible, because others have squashed our self-esteem. Others have said, oh, that's stupid, you'll never do that. Pie in the sky, what a dreamer. People have kind of chipped away at our dreams. Sometimes these things are just, it's time to get rid of them. We drag them around behind us in this big old sack. And that's not the life that we came on this earth to live. And it isn't the life that God wants us to live. Don't let somebody else steal your dream or make you feel less than. Don't give them that power. Don't hold yourself back from enjoying life because you're hanging on to old hurts and regret. You can't stay in that place and move forward. Remember that our God is a God of forgiveness and compassion. And as we give over, as we say we're sorry, as we choose to forgive others and to forgive ourselves, to love and nurture ourselves, then little by little we can know how very sweet and very content life can be. Here's what I know for certain. The quickest way to attract blessings and good things into our lives is to let go and to release those old hurts, those old wounds. The way through is to forgive, to be a forgiving person, to forgive those who have hurt us. Doesn't mean that we excuse their behavior, but for our own self-healing, we let go and we forgive them so that we are free to move on. The way to move forward is to choose to live life differently and to treat others perhaps differently, to treat others like we'd like them to treat us, to do random acts of kindness, to be loving and open, and, you know, also to take life a whole lot less seriously, to take more time to play, to laugh, to treat others as you would like to be treated, and to treat yourself by those same rules. Love yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Forgive yourself. Appreciate the person you are. You know, one of the most spectacular things we can do for ourselves is to sit down and make a list of all the things that we admire about ourselves. Celebrate that you're on this earth and that the world is a richer place for your presence in it. And you know what? Soon others will start to mirror your behavior, your actions. You may find that more compliments are coming your way, more signs of appreciation are there. You may receive things like dinner invitations or free coffees or offers of assistance or just more smiles as you go through the day. And when the nice remarks and the nice actions come to you, you're not going to be dismissive. You're not going to be, oh, all shucks, you know, that's just, oh, thank you very, you know. You're going to say, because you've worked for this, you're going to say, thank you. Agree with these people. Accept the praise because you deserve it. It takes a little time for the shift to happen, but when you work at changing the way you regard others and yourself, it will come back to you with bouquets of roses. Let's have a prayer to energize our day. Gracious God, I give thanks for the gift of this new day. I know that you are ever with me, loving and encouraging me. I choose this day to accept all the blessings and all the good things that are at hand. I ask that you forgive me for all the things that I've said and done that I'm not proud of, the things I regret, the ways in which I've hurt others and hurt myself. I'm sorry for all those things. I do not want to hang on to them any longer, so I offer them to you. I give thanks that because of your great love for me and for all, that now I am forgiven. All is well and all is clear, and I am renewed by your loving mercy, by your unlimited love. I ask that you send your angels to protect me and guide everyone I know this day. Protect and love them. Assist me as I move through this day, that I may see the best in situations and the good in people that I encounter. I know that this is a great day, and I give thanks in the name of Jesus. Well, thank you for joining me on this connection point. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning again at 7:30, or check me later on in the archive, and we'll be talking again about another facet of the Law of Attraction. This is Law of Attraction Week here on Connection Point. So until tomorrow, you're going to have a fabulous day. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb.